Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
And we're on the third day of this story about this professor who created or wants to create a time machine. Well, we've been talking a lot about time. You have learned a lot of idioms these last couple of days. And we have some more idioms in this lesson today. Now, this lesson is very unique in that most of our idioms today are actually puns. Nathaniel, can you tell us a little bit more about puns?
Yeah, a pun is a kind of expression where you use a word that might have a double meaning to be funny. So you might see a couple of examples of this in today's section of the article.
That's right. There are lots of idioms today. We hope that you can learn all of them and maybe even find time to practice them, put them into your English conversations with people. Right now, it's time for us to get started with our first reading of the continuation of the story.
It's about time. Out in his workshop, the professor drew lots of plans for his new time machine. He soon lost track of time. He created models and used clocks and timers of every shape and size. He attempted every method he could think of. He tried reading books backward as a way to turn back the clock. He looked at a calendar under a lamp through his telescope to see light years into the future.
Hello, friends. This is your word, Lady Joanna. We're finishing up our story about time today. Let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Lose track of time. Lose track of time is an idiom. Turn back the clock. Turn back the clock is a saying. Time flies. Time flies is an idiom. Live on borrowed time. Live on borrowed time is an idiom. Not give someone the time of day. Not give someone the time of day is an idiom. Your more information word is light year. Light year is a noun. Let's get ready to finish the article.
Well, I hope you laughed a little during that reading because there are a lot of jokes in this section of the article. Let's go back to the beginning. Out in his workshop, the professor drew lots of plans for his new time machine. Let me just say quickly that workshop is a shop where you work. Of course, it's not necessarily a shop like a store, but a room that you might have outside of your house or a room inside your house where you particularly do work. A lot of different people might have a workshop. Also remember that this professor is building a time machine that not only can go back and forward in time, but also he's trying to create time with this time machine. Well, let's continue. He soon lost track of time. All right, this is the first idiom in our word bank today, lost track of time, and it's a good one. Carolyn, what does this idiom mean?
Well, lose track of time is very similar to one we talked about yesterday, no time to lose. So you want to do something quickly, but here, lost track of time, if you lose track of something, you forget about it. So you're so busy doing something that you forget what time it is.
Actually, I have to use this idiom or this phrase often. I'll say something like, I'm sorry, I'm late, I lost track of time. But actually, I usually think of people doing something fun when they lose track of time. Maybe you're so into something, you're enjoying something so much that you lose track of time. Nathaniel, you have mentioned that you enjoy having sincere conversations with people. Do you ever lose track of time?
It's easy to lose track of time when you're having a good conversation. You just find more points to discuss with a good friend, and the conversation could go on even for hours. All right, let's continue with the article. He created models and used clocks and timers of every shape and size. This is actually another idiom that we sometimes use, every shape and size. Should we always take this literally, Gabe?
No, not literally, not always. But we can use this phrase, every shape and size, just to talk about there are many sizes, many shapes, many kinds of something. So my aunt, yes, she does. My aunt has many shoes. She has shoes of every shape and size. Well, we can use this phrase in other ways. How else can you use that phrase, Carolyn?
Well, if you go to the zoo, you might see animals that are every shape and size. Lots of different kinds of animals that are big and small.
That's right. Every shape and size. How can you use that phrase? What is every shape and size in your life? Well, we continue on in the article. The professor attempted every method he could think of. And a method is just a way, every way that he could think of. He tried reading books backward as a way to turn back the clock. And right here you can see our first joke of the day. The author is using an idiom and he's talking about it literally. The idiom here from the word bank is to turn back the clock. And what does that mean, Nathaniel?
Well, to turn back the clock means you want to go back in time. You'd like to try to do something again. I'd like to turn back the clock and try again, but it's too late. I can't. Of course, here, they take it literally. And what does this joke really do, Carolyn?
Well, he's trying to take a clock and maybe take the hands and make them move the opposite direction by reading this book backward, hoping that somehow he can reverse time. But it doesn't really work that way.
Of course, it doesn't really work. Many of us wish we could turn back the clock in our lives and do something again. We would do it better. Maybe something happened and a relationship was ruined. You wish you could turn back the clock. Maybe you got a bad grade in your class because you didn't study hard enough. You wish you could turn back the clock. That's how you use this phrase. We continue on. The professor looked at a calendar under a lamp through his telescope. Nathaniel, why did he do this?
Well, he wanted to see light years into the future. Or we might read this, he wanted to see light years into the future. This is another joke because light years is a measure of distance, especially in space. It's a very long distance, but again, we're taking it literally here as a joke. Can you explain this joke quickly?
Well, he's taking a lamp and he's looking at it through a telescope. You can use a telescope to look at things very far away. And so usually you use a telescope to look at the stars, something out in space. He's looking at a calendar under a lamp through his telescope, hoping that he can somehow see light years into the future. The joke is with the years and the calendar. This is a pretty funny article. He wants to see light years into the future. Well, we're going to enjoy some time with Steve and Ken right now. They have something for us in the information cloud. Hello, guys.
Hey, guys.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to travel in a time machine? And where would you go if you could travel in a time machine?
You know, I would go to the 1950s because that was a time of prosperity and growth in America. And it had lots of interesting fashions and music. What about you, Steve?
I would visit the distant future, like the year 2525, and check out all the new inventions that man created.
Steve, what about this time machine? When did people begin having this idea of time travel?
Good question. The English science fiction writer H.G. Wells wrote a story called The Time Machine in 1895. It became so popular that it was later adapted into two movies of the same name, as well as two TV series. It also inspired a large number of comic books about time travel.
So the term time machine was created by H.G. Wells?
That's right. Time machine is a vehicle that allows operators to travel through time. Do you remember the movie Back to the Future?
I sure do. The time machine in that movie was a DeLorean.
That's right. DeLorean was the name of an actual sports car designed by John DeLorean, an American engineer. The car was introduced in the early 1980s.
You know, come to think of it, I would go back to the 1980s if I had a time machine. I'd like to see if I can drive a DeLorean.
That would be sweet.
今天这一课讲到一个教授想要发明一个 time machine 时光机器。 其实time machine 这个构想呢，来自英国的科幻小说作家 H.G. Wells， 在1895年，他写了一本小说，书名就叫 The Time Machine。 后来这本书大受欢迎，还拍成电影和电视影集。之后呢，也出现许许多多的书籍、漫画、电影，都是有关 time travel 时光旅行，就像 Back to the Future 回到未来这部电影。只不过 他的 time machine 并不是传统的时光机器，而是一台 80年代的跑车 DeLorean 所改装的。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, gentlemen. Well, we have learned a couple of idioms having to do with time so far today. We've talked about losing track of time. You don't want to lose track of time. If you have something important to do, go do it. Try not to lose track of time. Also, turn back the clock. You wish you could turn back the clock and do something again. But I think we've been doing pretty good today on time. Right now, it's time for us to continue learning something with Michelle in the language lab. Hello, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 首先我们来看的是 lose track of time 这个成语。 Track 是指轨迹或轨道，所以 lose track 本来是指失去线索。例如 I lost track of Nancy after we graduated from high school. 从高中毕业之后，我就没有 Nancy 的消息了。课文中提到的 lose track of time 是指忘记时间。例如 we lost track of time and were late for the meeting. 我们忘了时间，开会的时候迟到了。继续我们看的是 turn back the clock 这个常用语。 Turn back the clock 是指把时钟拨回来，意思就是指让时光倒流。例如 If I could turn back the clock, I would chase after my dreams no matter what. 如果我可以让时光倒流，不论如何，我都会追寻我的梦想。Well,
the professor certainly has had some interesting ideas about his time machine and trying to turn back the clock or turn back time. We see that he tried to read books backward or look at a calendar through a telescope under a lamp to see light years into the future. I'm very curious to know whether or not he is successful in building this time machine. So let's continue with the next part of the story for today.
It's about time. Then he remembered the saying that time flies. So he threw his watch out of the window to see if it was true. He applied for a loan at the bank. He had heard about people living on borrowed time. Sadly, the banker wouldn't give him the time of day. Finally, he made an amazing discovery, a way to save time and give him lots of extra time. I've got it, Mildred, he exclaimed. If I give up on my time machine project, I'll have plenty of time for other things. His wife smiled. Well, it's about time.
Yes, it's about time. I agree with Mildred. Well, we see here the first sentence of this part. We're continuing this story. Then he, the professor, remembered the saying that time flies. So he threw his watch out of the window to see if it was true. All right. Well, before we talk about that joke, we're going to talk about those two words, time flies. This just means that time sometimes seems like it is going very, very quickly. How do you use that phrase, Nathaniel?
Well, we have a saying that we say a lot as well. time flies when you're having fun. We kind of talked about this before when we lost track of time. I sometimes think that time flies when I'm having a good conversation, I'm having fun or doing something interesting, sometimes working very hard. In all of these cases, time flies.
That's right. Time flies. I usually think about time, and the older I get, it seems like time really does fly. But it's true, time flies when you're having fun. You don't even want to stop what you're doing. It seems like it's over too quickly. Well, Carolyn, this is a joke here. Why is it a joke? What's the joke here?
Well, it is a joke because he took his watch and threw it out the window. So he made his watch fly, and since we use watches to tell time, he tried to make time fly. But I don't think it quite works that way.
No, I don't think so either. I think perhaps his watch broke, and I hope he used a cheap watch, because I don't think he can use that watch again. Time doesn't fly that way, dear professor. Continuing on in our story, he applied for a loan at the bank. He had heard about people living on borrowed time. All right, we see another idiom there from the word bank. Nathaniel, what does that mean, to live on borrowed time?
Well, if you're living on borrowed time, you're probably doing something past the time you usually would be able to do it, or something is existing past the time that it's expected to. I might ask you if you have Line on your phone. And some people might say that Line is living on borrowed time. It's not going to be around much longer.
Interesting. Living on borrowed time. Well, this is another joke in our lesson. He heard that people were living on borrowed time, and so what did he do? He applied for a loan at the bank. Do you get it? A loan? You need to borrow a loan? You borrow time, maybe? Is that funny?
You know, you do try to borrow money from the bank, and so he's trying to borrow time from the bank to get a loan of time.
Exactly. Well, we're going to continue this story. Sadly, the banker wouldn't give him the time of day. All right, this is our last idiom of this lesson, to not give someone the time of day. And this just means that you don't think someone is worth your time. You don't want to invest into a conversation with them. You don't want to spend time on something. You don't give it the time of day. Do you guys ever use this phrase, Carolyn?
Well, you can use this phrase to not give someone the time of day. It means that maybe you really don't want to talk to someone. You want to ignore them. Hmm. So my sister was so mad at me. She wouldn't even give me the time of day. Means she wouldn't say anything to me, not even tell me what time it was.
Actually, maybe that makes me think sometimes if someone doesn't want to give you the time of day, maybe you want to share something. You wanted to explain yourself, but she didn't even want to hear it. She wouldn't give you the time of day. And sometimes that happens. You don't want to give something or someone the time of day. It's not usually a nice feeling if someone just ignores you. So be careful when you do this, when you don't give someone the time of day. Well, has that ever happened for you, Nathaniel? Do you not give someone the time of day?
Well, I don't like it when people ignore me, so I try to give people the time of day. But sometimes we also say that we don't give certain ideas the time of day. I don't think about that. I don't give that the time of day. It's another good way to use that phrase. What is the continuing sentence in this article?
Well, it says, finally, he made an amazing discovery, a way to save time and give him lots of extra time. Now, if you make a discovery, that means that you find something new. What kind of discoveries can you make, Gabe?
Well, this phrase just makes me think of my friend Steve. Actually, Steve from the Information Cloud. For a long time, he thought that a lot of his ancestors were from France, that he had French roots. And then he made a discovery, recently actually, he made the discovery that actually a lot of them are from Belgium. So he has more Belgian roots than French. That's an interesting discovery to make about yourself.
That is a very interesting discovery to make. I wonder what other discoveries you can make in your own lives. Well, let's see what discovery the professor made. He said, "I've got it, Mildred," he exclaimed. if I give up on my time machine project, I'll have plenty of time for other things. Oh, so here, he's decided he's not going to work on the time machine anymore, and his wife smiled. Well, it's about time.
It is about time. It's about time. I like what he said, too. He said, I've got it. And if you come up with a new idea and you think it's really going to work, you can say, I've got it. Well, it's about time he discovered that he shouldn't waste all that time creating a time machine. Friends, we've had a great time with you talking about all these time idioms and learning about this story. It's a fun story. Right now, it's time for us to enjoy a review skit.
Hello, Professor. I see you're working hard on your time machine.
Oh, yes. I'm drawing up plans and creating clocks and timers.
Huh. And you're reading a lot of books.
That's right. I'm reading them backwards.
Why backwards?
I thought it might turn back the clock. But it hasn't.
Okay. Why do you have this calendar under a light?
I want to see light years into the future. I threw my watch out of the window.
You did? Why?
I wanted to see time fly.
Did it work?
No. And now my watch doesn't work either.
Well, what else have you tried?
Well, I applied for a loan at the bank.
Okay, why?
So I could live on borrowed time.
So what happened?
The bankers wouldn't give me the time of day. I guess my wife is right.
Right about what?
She thinks I'm wasting my time. Is she right?
Time will tell.
Ouch! Ouch!
Are you okay? What happened?
An idea just hit me. Oh. That's it. I'm quitting this project.
You're giving up on the time machine?
Yes. If I quit this project, I'll have plenty of time for other things.
Well, it's about time.
Well, thanks, Ken and Steve. They always have such good information in the information cloud. Now, let's join Michelle in the language lab.
Okay, 继续我们来看的是 live on borrowed time 这个成语。Borrow 是指借，这里是用被动式，所以 borrowed time 是借来的时间。所以整个句子 live on borrowed time 意思是指侥幸还活着。例如 Nathan feels like he's living on borrowed time since he was diagnosed with cancer. 自从 Nathan 被诊断患有癌症之后，他就觉得他是侥幸存活着。最后我们看的是 not give someone the time of day 这个成语。Not give someone the time of day 是指对某人不理不睬。例如 Jack keeps asking Lucy to go out with him, but she won't give him the time of day.Jack 一直要 Lucy 跟他出去约会，但是他对他毫不理睬。And let's get back to the teachers.
Well, I've had a lot of fun learning about these time idioms over the last couple of days. Actually, this author, Billy Hazelton, he works at Studio Classroom, or for Studio Classroom, but I never met him. He worked here in Taipei before I came, so he was before my time.Here at Studio Classroom. Well, Carolyn, I think we're running out of time.
Really?
Yeah.
Because this lesson has just gone by in the blink of an eye. It's like time has flown out the window.
That's right, because time flies when you're having fun. Well, I do like to give you the time of day because I think what you have to say is important.
And time after time, we're here and we get to learn great fun things here on Studio Classroom.
It's true, and there's so much to talk about that we have no time on our hands to do anything
else. Guys, why are you saying time all the time?
Nathaniel, you just said time twice in that sentence.
What are you talking about? We don't have the time for this.
We do have the time for this. Nathaniel, we're having the time of our lives here.
Sorry, we will see you next time on Studio Classroom.
Next time, bye.
Next time, bye.
Goodbye.
Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. Chapter 8. Tom Returns. On Sunday, the people of St. Petersburg went to church to hear the minister speak about the poor lost boys whose death had brought such sorrow to the village. As the people came out of church, there in a line stood the three boys, wet but alive. They had crossed to the Missouri shore using a log as a boat, and they had landed about 8 kilometers below the village. It was Tom's idea to arrive at the church for the service that he had heard about when he was under the bed. Aunt Polly, Mary, and the Harpers threw themselves on their loved ones with kisses and other shows of joy. Huck stood alone, looking and feeling unwanted. He was going to slip away, but Tom caught his arm and said,
"Aunt Polly, it isn't fair. Somebody's got to be glad to see Huck."
"And so they will. I'm glad to see him, poor motherless thing."
And she was so kind and loving to him that he felt even more uncomfortable than before. It was at breakfast the next day that Aunt Polly said,
"Don't you think, Tom, that you could have let me know earlier that you were alive and well?"
"I'm sure he would have done if he had thought of it,"
Mary said.
"I wish I had thought,"
said Tom.
"But at least I did dream about you."
"Did you, Tom?"
Aunt Polly sounded much happier.
"What did you dream?"